Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. We do everything from active portfolio management to tax planning, income planning, asset protection, and estate and legacy planning. That's what we do. That's about being complete. We call it the five pillars to your plan. We're going to get into a lot today. We try to every week. And as I always say, if we can give you some actionable items or some ideas that are going to make a difference, we've had a successful show. If you want to get a hold of us at any point, you can always call us at 630-864-6711 for any information that we offer. If you have questions, you want to get a hold of us again, even to meet. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Download information, sign up for our newsletters, all of the information, again, to try to get out to you to help you in your planning for you and your family. You know, there's been some interesting articles just in the Wall Street Journal. Why is Buffett hoarding cash? We're going to talk about that today. Does he know something we don't know? Also, number of Americans age 100 or older is forecast to quadruple in the next 30 years. Wait until you hear how much that we may relate to your retirement costs. We'll also get into some end-of-year planning. I'm meeting with clients right now, and I'm going to give you some ideas there. There are things we can do prior to the end of the year. So, again, a lot to talk about. Let me just jump right in. I want to talk about the market because it has been an interesting month so far. You know, it's up November right at 6 or 7%, depending on where you're at. And so investment planning, which was one of those five pillars, it doesn't replace the income. I want to be clear about that. We're going to talk about that. But certainly it's important to be as part of our plan. It can help supplement the income, but we want to understand what we own, why we own it. By the way, there was a milestone this week. This is 50 years ago this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 1,000. That's kind of crazy. You know where it hit recently? 44,000. So that was in 1972. The Dow was at 1,000. I guess that bodes well for the mantra of it's not about timing the market. It's time in the market. And so leading to that, when we talk about what is going on in the market and where do you stand, as I said, many times when I meet with people, it's really they come in with a stack of investment statements. There's no rhyme or reason for these investments. And not to be critical, I know we're busy. They have a portfolio, but they don't have a real plan in place. And, you know, it is so, I mean, almost without exception, two IRAs, an old 401k, the spouse has three accounts. I've mentioned that before, that Capitalize has done the study that there's over 30 million 401ks left, old 401ks from job changers, which account for about $1.6 trillion. This is problematic because we're probably not looking at these things. There's also been a study by Fidelity that says baby boomers, this is their opinion, the Fidelity Retirement Research says they believe that roughly 40% of baby boomers have too much risk. And so when we look at things like this, look, you know, again, we don't know where things are going to end this year, but if you're saying the markets are up 30, 25, 30%, and you're in a 60-40 portfolio, well, you're not 60-40 at the end of the year. So when we talk about rebalancing, these things are so critical to your planning, because when you think about it, you know, when you retire and you're looking and using some of these, you may not have as much runway to recover, because now going into the new year, will you have more risk than you were at the starting and beginning of the year? Yes, you do. And so I just come back to, what are we doing? I also mentioned Buffett is hoarding cash. When the world's most followed investor doesn't feel comfortable investing, should the rest of us be worried? Warren Buffett, who quipped his favorite holding period for a stock is forever, okay, continues to have substantial money in work. He has never taken this much off the table. He has $325 billion in cash right now. It's actually in treasury bills. But to appreciate the immensity of that hoard, consider this. This would allow Berkshire Hathaway to write a check, which with change left over for all but 25 or so of the most valuable listed U.S. corporations. Iconic ones such as Walt Disney, Goldman Sachs, Pfizer, GE, AT&T. This is something we want to talk about. He's raised, now, Berkshire Hathaway, which, by the way, you can own, and we own this in our value. It's up about 30% year to date. I'm just giving you rough numbers. You can own Berkshire Hathaway, BRKB. If you go and look up the ETF or the fund, you can own it. I can't remember what it is, a share, but you could buy it. It's, as I said, up 30% roughly year to date. But we want to understand what's going on in these markets. What do you own? And if we look, as I said, the Dow up 44. I've used some of these things where this is part of this portfolio X-ray. I had someone come in this week. We took a look at his statements, what he had in the different accounts, and what made sense. He said his comments were, man, I'm glad I've done this. I would recommend it for anybody. But I always say when you do a look under the hood, I've used these target date funds as kind of a, I don't know, just as an example, because they're in 42% of all 401k assets. Okay, this is from Barron's. $3.27 trillion. And I said that if you look at them, many of them, they've underperformed. Again, Barron's has said they've underperformed even Vanguard balance funds, and they've underperformed dramatically. And so this, what is that risk to our investments? They also have much, they're overweight dramatically. This is, now, this is an opinion in international. I've used the Vanguard International. Sometimes 40% of the equity positions, not quite half, are in international. Now, if I just go over the last 5 years, this is ballpark. The S&P has done almost 95% over the last 5 years. The international has done about 29%. So, you know, for some reason, international is in a lot of asset allocation models. It has underperformed. I'm not saying it will in the future. I'm not saying you don't hold it. But do you know what you own? A lot of times there's overlap here. Bonds have done fairly poorly. Even year to date, I look up the aggregate bond index. That's negative or flat for the year. And so what should we own? Are there bond alternatives out there? I've talked about some of these things. I've had questions, so we just had to be careful. And this is why we just need to know what we own, because when we have uncertainty in our planning, you know, this is where it leads to we're making too many decisions. Sometimes we become our own worst enemy. Daniel Kahneman, who is the, I've talked about him before, the father of financial behavior, done a tremendous studies, talks about emotions dictate 90%. Sometimes our decisions are made by 90% emotions. His response is we just have to make less decisions, right? So if we can get portfolio, that's why I talk about having an investment plan. Do you have an investment plan? If I asked you, I'll give you another example. Small cap stocks, they've started to rally because of some of the things with interest rates and some of the regulations and what we think might be happening in the markets. Do you own these? They're very rarely in clients' accounts. IWM, it's an ETF. It's done double. Now, again, this is not a recommendation. I'm not saying, but it's done over the last month. It's done double what the S&P is because it has been. So there's arguments that should I own some small cap in my portfolio? I would suggest it probably does make sense in some of your investments. I'm going to talk a little bit about Bitcoin and gold maybe when we come back, because I just have some comments on that. But my point, my takeaway here is, do we know what we own? Do we know why we own it? We talk about taking a look at your investments. And so if you want to take advantage of this, number one, I can send out the investment planning kit and the information to start to create an investment plan. If you want a complete understanding of your portfolio, and as I said, a look under the hood, we'll probably uncover things you're totally unaware of. Is there overlap? Can you consolidate things? Can you get a plan in place that's going to reduce your stress level, feel confident in what you're doing, and something you can stick with? Because I would submit that's how you have success. So what I'm going to offer is what we call the complete portfolio X-ray. You're going to be able to answer the questions. I believe, am I taking more risk than I need to in my investments? How vulnerable am I to the market? What am I paying in fees? And so on and so forth. How can we create an investment, something that relates to my objectives, my risk tolerance, and again, something I can stick with? So if you want to take advantage of the portfolio X-ray, give us a call. You should give us a call right now. Put everything together. Bring in your statements. We're going to go through it. We're going to talk about some ideas to get a solid plan in place. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. That's for your portfolio X-ray, a complete understanding of your portfolio. We'll also get into the income and the tax planning and everything else. Of course, we'll do all of that if you come on in. Coming up, I want to get into some other things as it relates to end of year planning. Living to 100, what does that mean? There's an interesting study. So stick around. Listen to Tom Fortino here of the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to give us a call, you want any information we've offered, you have questions, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We have our library there, the information on everything from investment planning, creating a portfolio, tax planning, estate planning, income planning. So we have quite a group, quite a few, I believe, great reports. I mean, I penned most of them, so I'm not tooting my own horn, but there's some great information there. I'm all about trying to educate and inform so you can make good and solid decisions. By the way, if you want the portfolio analysis, I said understanding your portfolio, doing the portfolio X-ray, knowing what you own. Do you have overlap? Are you in one area or one asset class over another that you may have, you may have too much exposure to, more risk than you need? What are your fees? It's about creating. That's just one of the five pieces, as you know. We talk about the five pillars to your plan, but wouldn't that be great if you could have an investment plan? You know what's going on. You understand it. And you're confident with it and you can stick with it, because that's typically where we find success in investment planning. So if you want to give us a call on that, you can do that as well. I'll offer the number again in a minute here. I did mention, there's been a lot of, I just had a client the other day call me about Bitcoin. Now, I'm not going to get into Bitcoin and what I think. I mean, but you can purchase it. It's easy. There's, for example, again, this is not a recommendation. Bitcoin has rallied quite a bit. It's hit all-time highs, exceeded 80,000. But IBIT, if you want to own it, you can take a look at it. But that will give you exposure to Bitcoin. It's an ETF. It's very simple to own. I just want to let you know, this is how you can get exposure to this. You can buy it in your brokerage account. If you feel like gold is going to continue to rally, gold is up 25% year to date. These are things where if we think the central banks are continuing to provide liquidity, we feel like there's going to be some upside here. For whatever reason, GLD, you can own that in your IRAs or your brokerage accounts. You can trade it. It's an ETF. You can trade it like a stock. So these are just some ideas I wanted to let you know. If you're looking to have some exposure to some of these things, you can own it in a Roth, and it's all tax-free, which we'll talk about here in a minute. I do want to get into end-of-year planning as well. There's some ideas there that, again, if you're not having these conversations with your advisors, you really want to think about these things. I just have had a number of meetings this week about that. In fact, I had some clients come in, and I queue this up, and I sit down with people because, I mentioned bonds are negative year to date in many cases, not all, in over the last few years. So, you have until the end of the year to sell those positions. I've mentioned some alternatives to those that you could own, get higher yields maybe, whatever it might be, but you can take the capital loss if you do not do that before the end. This is part of the portfolio X-ray, too. We'll look at where your gains and losses are. You have until the end of the year. In addition to that, Roth conversions. I had some clients come in. This happens every year. It's like, get the paperwork ready. It's happened a couple times already this week. They came in. The wife had retired recently. The husband had been retired for a number of years. But the income went down dramatically. At least this year, it's certainly down. So they're just going to have Social Security, which is about $70,000 between the two of them. And so when we looked at it, I showed them. I said, you know what your tax bracket's going to be? I said, what do you think your taxable income's going to be? It's going to be zero. In fact, it's going to be negative because you have a standard deduction of about $30,000. So we got to do a Roth conversion. So guess what? We're going to do about a $25,000 to $30,000 Roth conversion this year. We're going to do another one next year. So we can do one right now. In fact, they signed the paperwork. They're going to move $25,000 and pay no tax. None. You heard me. They're going to take it out of a tax-deferred IRA, which they put money in and didn't pay tax on in the first place. This is reality. I mean, I'm not saying everyone's going to get there, but why are we not making these efforts? So we're going to do it before the end of the year. Guess what we can do on January 1st? We're in a new year. We can do another $25,000 or $30,000. All of a sudden, they've got about $60,000. They've moved from forever taxed to never taxed. And so, and then we're going to do it next year. And then we're going to do it the other year. You remember with the Secure 2.0 Act, they don't have required minimum distributions. I'm going to mention one other thing that came up in this meeting that's interesting, too, part of the strategy. But the point is, this is money that, number one, they'll never pay tax on the rest of their life. Neither will their children. Number two, it's not going to be used to tax their Social Security. We talked about this. Now their required minimum distributions will be lower because now they're drawing it down and repositioning it to tax-free, which was really great. I'm glad the wife caught this. And I was going to say something, and she picked up on it. I always like that when they pick up on some of these things. But she said, well, wait a minute. He's older. The husband was older. Shouldn't we do it on his instead of mine? Exactly. So He's like 2 or 3 years older, so he's going to hit RMDs or required minimum distributions at age 73 sooner than she will. So let's work on his first, then we can start working on yours. So you just, this is fun stuff, I think, because we start to do some of these things. That's why I'm saying putting yourself in a better position. I call this forward tax planning. If we're not doing some of these things, in fact, we have an end-of-year planning report on our website. I'm happy to send it out to you. I had two clients call me the other day, or another client call me, I'm sorry, and said, you know, I want a gift to my children. I want to do the $18,000 per person. They have two children. Guess what? We did the gifting. You have until the end of the year to do gifting for this year. You can create additional strategies there, and then you have next year. There are so many of these. This is a deadline we really need to be aware of. And again, if you don't do some of these things on the back end, you know, you're going to have to potentially give more money to the government. And so, as I've said, if you have a financial advisor and they're not having these end of year planning discussions with you, they should be. And so I always try to stay on top of this. I mentioned you have until the end of the year to max out your 401k. We're getting tight on that because, you know, it's a month and a half. If you haven't taken advantage of that, you know, you may have lost a year. I mentioned last week about the change to the 401ks. It is called the supercharging your 401ks, or the supersize, kind of like the, I guess, the McDonald's meals or something, where if you're between ages 60 and 63, starting next year, you can add an additional 4,250 to your 401k. Do you understand these rules on your 401k? Are you taking advantage of that plan? Keep in mind, in many cases, that's your largest asset. Are you going to maximize your contributions to that? I won't get into the whole 401k thing because we talked about it quite a bit last week. But keep in mind, again, you can do $30,500 if you're 50 or over. If you're not near $30,500, you can accelerate your contributions. You have until the end of the year to do that. Moreover, and in the second place, as we like to say, that's a Chicken Man reference, by the way. I'll mention, I don't know if anyone's familiar with Chicken Man. It's actually hilarious. It's from years ago. Anyway, it was done here in the Chicago area. You can do Roths, Roth 401ks. I've said it many times before. Roth conversions, which I talked about. Roth 401ks, which I just mentioned. Roth IRAs, which I haven't said much about, but that's another $8,000 per person per year. On top of that, those are three separate things. Those are three independent of each other things. So you can do all three of them. And so these are things that we want to take a look at. So much of this stuff, as I said, we talked about investment planning earlier. I've also talked about this domino effect of understanding how things overlap. Think about this. If I could have investments, I talked about how the S&P is up 25% year to date. These Bitcoin is up 81%, I think. I'm not suggesting you buy these. Keep in mind. But imagine if they were in a tax-free account. Where they're never going to go on your 1040. You're never going to pay taxes. So now I'm combining my investment strategies, putting my growth in tax-free, putting my lower growth in the tax-deferred. The domino effect I've talked about many times. Having a strong investment plan, but coupling that with my tax plan and tax efficiency, having income I cannot live. This is it. That's why I talk about complete retirement planning. And with that, I'm going to make another offer. The end of your planning report, we get that out to you. You can download it from our website. But if you're recently retired or plan to retire in the next 5 years, and you want to secure the best retirement possible, in my opinion, you should absolutely give us a call right now. We're going to take a look at everything. We'll take a look at the tax man, at the taxes, and how do we keep the tax man off your hard-earned retirement savings? How can you try to keep every penny possible in your IRA and 401k? What about the cost of health care and these other things that we have to deal with, all these risks that we have? So what are you going to do to get the most out of Social Security benefits? We're going to talk about these two in a little bit here. But if you don't have a comprehensive plan in place, the shortfalls can mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So let us help you now at no cost or obligation. Give us a call. Schedule a time or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We call it the complete retirement plan, retirement roadmap. So if you want to schedule a time, throw everything in a box, come on in, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. And schedule a time. It will be time well spent. I'm confident there. Coming up, I do want to get into these other topics. We'll talk maybe a little bit more about end of year, more taxes, and of course, creating income you can't outlive. You're listening to Tom Fortina here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, a complete retirement planning firm. That's my opinion. I've been doing this for a while. I'm an investment advisor rep. It means we could do active portfolio management. I'm also a licensed in, I'm licensed in insurance and, you know, all those areas of it. So I like to, you know, advise clients on all of these aspects of your planning. It's all important. It's about being complete. We also have an attorney that does the estate planning. So we're, I like to say different by design. And we've talked today about the investments in the market and just having an investment plan as opposed to a stack of investments, accounts all over the place. And so that's something that's important. We've also talked a little bit about end-of-year strategies that kind of segues into some tax planning. There's gifting strategies, charitable contributions. You have until the end of the year. This is something that can should be habit. Every year I look at this. By the way, let's not forget required minimum distributions. You have until the end of the year to take those. If you don't, there's potential 25% penalty, and one of, if not the largest penalty in the IRS. So if you want any information that we've offered or have a question or want to schedule a time to talk, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We want to be a resource for you. I mentioned this other thing. Let me talk a little bit more about one other aspect, a couple other aspects, but it was this article talked about people complaining, you know, about the aches and pains of growing older. We know that. I do, certainly. My back's been killing me lately, but anyway. Do you want to live to 100? Turns out the answer is yes. You may be shocked. I don't know what your answer is. But more than half, this was 54% in a survey by Corebridge, said their goal is to reach the century mark. I know many are saying no way, but I don't know. The study estimates that's going to cost about $60,000 more a year, whatever. But what strategies, we talk about strategies that we would recommend. We call this longevity risk. I mean, if you think about it, if you retire, and I've talked about this before, I think this was an Employee Benefit Research Institute, said the median age of retirement is 62. Most of us say 65, but they actually 62 for whatever reason. So if you're looking at 38 years of retirement at $100,000 a year, that's $3.8 million you need. Now, that's not even including inflation. If you include inflation, even at 3%, you're probably talking over $5 million. But the longevity risk, that's just one aspect. I talked about market risk. When you think about it, you know, we're living in an era of increased longevity. A man aged 65 today has a 50% probability of living to 87. One in four age 65 to 93. And one in four women age 65 to 96. And so the possibility of living longer, is, it should be exciting, of course. It could mean you're around to watch your grandchildren grow up, get to more spend time with your spouse, be around for other milestones. But with that, again, comes the cost of living. That's why when we talk about your plan, we take into account longevity risk. We take into account market risk. We take into account the risk of taxes rising in retirement or just trying to minimize taxes. Are you incorporating those into your plan? There's more risks that we could talk about. Health care, which I'm going to maybe mention in a bit here. You know, those costs come into play. I've talked about the financial burden of aging at home. Have you taken these things into account? So when we talk about creating income you can't outlive, and I've said this before, are you comfortable going 20, 25, or 30 years without a paycheck? So let's talk a little about that income planning piece, one of the five pillars. It's the number one fear among retirees, Harris, Alianzetti. You can look at any, many studies out there that talk about it. And I would submit, you know, feeling wealthy in retirement can come down to just one thing, having more income than expenses. And so what are we doing from an income plan? We talked about this before, and this is one of the things we do. Again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management, but growing a pile of money and picking at it isn't necessarily an income plan. We talk about longevity risk. You know my criteria for the definition of income. One, it comes in regardless of the market, up or down. It comes in, right? So Social Security, pensions, those are two examples. I'm going to get another one here in a sec. But if you look at Social Security and pension, do they come in regardless of what the market is doing? Yes, they do. Do they come in regardless of how much you have in the bank or in your investments? Yes, they do. Do they come in regardless of what age you are? Now, whether it's 100 or 95, still a long time. Yes, they do. So it comes in at any age, comes in regardless of the market, comes in regardless of what you have in investment and savings. That's an income plan. Imagine if you could create income you can't outlive. And then we have to say what happens if, you know, the other risks that we talk about. Well, that kind of, we can check the box somewhat on longevity risk. Certainly we want to have some growth as well. You know, what happens if a spouse passes away? One of the Social Security goes away. You could be in a higher tax bracket. A pension can be reduced. So we just want to consider all of these things in the income planning. We do. Okay? And so when you talk about creating income, the first part is that Social Security decision, understanding your claiming strategies. I had someone in here the other day. Okay, and they were saying, well, you know, it's that old, do I take it now and lock in at 62? You can take it as early as 62. It grows by 8% a year. You could see a difference of 10, 11, 12,000 a year for the rest of your life if you just wait 5 or 6 years. And so we just say, and these are irrevocable decisions. So when we talk about that Social Security decision, I had someone in the other day, we talked about it. Now, they haven't had to make that decision yet, but the end of the result was we're going to defer the larger one and take one of them. So it's sometimes it's not, you don't have to wait till 70. That's the last year it grows by. But guess what? We defer the one, or it looks like this one spouse is going to defer theirs. So theirs is going to continue to grow by 8%. One spouse is going to turn theirs on. And so what does that accomplish? Well, if one spouse passes away, the higher benefit stays for both lifetimes. So what have you done? You've not just deferred for your lifetime. You've deferred for your spouse's lifetime. And so this is part of this income planning. The other thing we looked at, of course, is the pension. What is the survivor benefit on your pension? Some people are surprised. Is it 50%? Is it 75%? Right? Should you have life insurance to protect from that? All part of the income plan. I've talked about annuities before. Now, all of these things create income you can't outlive, income that comes in regardless of the market, income that comes in regardless of what you have in savings and investments. Annuities are another example. I've given this before. So if you want to take a look at these, I have a report in our library, just like almost every topic, the truth about annuities. Understand how they work. There are pros and cons to them. A pension is an annuity. In essence, the difference is the annuities that you can use, again, understand how they work, but they can create an income, in fact, a joint lifetime income. So I've talked about these. Will that minimize longevity risk? Yes, it will. And will it continue for the benefit of your surviving spouse? Yes, it will. So if we're doing this, I've given the example with 500,000. Again, this is an illustration. We can run one from you if you want to take a look at it as a part of your plan. You're transferring risk of income from the investment. So with that, it would give you, I think, 42, the couple age 60 by 65, that would be a $42,000 a year, maybe a $44,000 a year benefit for the rest of both of their lives. If they wait another year, it's going to go up to, or 2 years, it goes up to $52,000 a year for both of their lives. In addition to that, you know, if you've got Social Security, it's providing $70,000, you've got $120,000 coming in, or whatever that number is, $110,000, whenever you decide to take it, of income coming in for the rest of your life, regardless of the market, regardless of investments, and regardless of age. And by the way, two of those three incomes will continue for the rest of both your lives. One of the Social Security, the higher Social Security, and the annuity. You see how we're creating an income plan? And then they've talked about having an investment plan prior to this. And what about if we could minimize taxes? This is what it's about. And as I said, there's a domino effect. You can't talk about one without the other. That's why we approach this the way we approach it. I've said, if you recently retired or plan to retire, and you want to secure the best possible retirement, you should absolutely give us a call now. We'll take a look at these things, creating an income plan, doing the analysis for you, so you can make a decision that makes the sense for you and your family, not based on opinion. We'll also take a look at maybe tax strategies, maybe things you can do prior to the end of the year. I bet you there are some opportunities there. And then the asset protection, the estate and legacy planning. Bring it all in. I just a few years. It's like tax returns too. I pulled them out. I show people where they're at. It's interesting. It's just this stuff doesn't have to be that complicated. And I think this industry, unfortunately, makes it too complicated. You can create a plan, a solid plan. So let us help you at no cost or obligation. If you give us a call, we'll get together and we'll do it. This will be a complete review. The Social Security decision, the portfolio analysis, all of this. It's a pretty deep dive. But it's going to make sense, and you're going to walk out of here understanding where you stand. 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. If you'd like to schedule a time, send us an email. Ask me a question. We can even chat for 15 minutes if there's just one specific thing you want to cover. Coming up, we have some few more things to get into before we're done. We have more ideas, so I want you to stick around. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are, as I like to say, a complete retirement planning firm. We provide investment planning, tax planning, estate planning, income planning, and asset protection planning. These are the five pillars to your plan. I kind of like call that the blueprint. We have what's called a retirement roadmap. It is a report that walks through these things. And then you can drill down into each one. I've talked a little bit about, talked about investments, income planning, and some tax planning already. But we have that report on our website if you want it. You can also call us. We'll send it out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You'll actually find a library of information. The retirement roadmap is more of the overall blueprint. It gets into the five pillars. It talks about getting organized. We can also send you out the worksheets, the asset organizers, the budget worksheets. This is a process of getting a plan in place. So again, we can get that out to you if you want it, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Of course, you can schedule a time if you want to talk or you have a question. Please let us know. We'll get you an answer and get information out to you. That's what it's all about. I'm going to try and cover a couple topics here. Maybe they'll relate. I've said there's a domino effect on your planning. We can't talk about investments without talking about taxes. At least that's my approach. You can't talk about income without, again, minimizing taxes on it. And then, of course, protecting those things, which is part of the asset protection and passing things on. So this was an article that was in Kiplinger's. It says, "Will retirees stop paying tax on Social Security next year?" Donald Trump has talked about no taxes on Social Security. Now, a lot of people think, wow, that's crazy. Well, I got news for you. Prior to 1983, there were no taxes on Social Security. So it was that way before. I know, time passes and we think that would be just a brand new thing. I mean, it could be a good thing, but in 1983, they passed a law that said, or they changed the rules on Social Security, that said up to 50% of your benefits. So I'm just going to keep numbers simple. If you had $30,000 of benefits, up to $15,000 could be taxable or considered taxable income at whatever tax rate you're on. You're not at a 50% tax rate, but up to 50% of the benefit. Then in 1993, whoops, we got to do something else. Now up to 85% of your benefit. So if, again, $30,000, now not just $15,000 could be taxable, $25,000 of your Social Security could be taxable. And so when we talk about these things, this is why this is important. Because if you're counting on $30,000 of Social Security benefits, well, if 25 of them are taxable at 30% or 25%, you may be giving $7,000 back. See, this is important. So your benefit's not $30,000, it could be $22,000 or $23,000. Now we got to get into Medicare premiums, which are another aspect of it. What if I have to give another $150, $200 a month in Medicare premiums? That's why when I talk about getting to tax-free and trying to minimize the tax, and I don't know if this is going to pass. We think the Tax Cut and Jobs Act is going to be extended. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about that, but these are these lower marginal tax brackets. So there's a number of tax changes that could occur. Many of them can be beneficial. But as it relates right now, with Social Security, there's a formula. It's called provisional income. We don't need to get into it, but if we can on the radio. I don't think it'd be kind of hard, but I do this in meetings where I explain how your Social Security is taxed. It's not, so you understand, at least have a basic understanding. Another part that's interesting is, if I'm just using this as a couple, if your provisional income is above $32,000, that's where Social Security starts to become taxable. If it at 50%, if it's above $44,000, 85%, that's where it started. Every dollar above that is at 85 cents becomes taxable to you. And do you know they've never increased these numbers in the last 30 years? They've never increased them. So it's been, there's no cost of living adjustment like tax brackets. It's kind of crazy, but the point is, if you look on your tax return, that's why I love it when people bring them in. I show them where their gross income is, what their taxable income is, and then I show them online. I think it's 20A and 20B. I could be wrong. But one, if you look on your tax return, you'll see your Social Security benefits, the amount you receive, and then you slide over to the right in the column you add up your income is how much of it is taxable. And so it could be zero. I've had that happen. I just talked about the couple earlier in this show about how, if their money, we were able to actually do a Roth conversion, which is an end of the year idea. and do it with no tax. Plus, they're going to get all their Social Security tax free. I've made this comment before. I will make it again, and I will stand by it. If you have $70,000 or $80,000 of income in Social Security, and that's your only, and most of all of your money is in Roth, you'll get all your Social Security tax free. And oh, by the way, remember I talked about that Medicare premium that they deduct from your Social Security check? That isn't used to determine IRMA, which is the acronym for how much your Medicare is taxed. So not only do Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, HSAs, health savings accounts, those are tax-free too. They will never go on your 1040. In addition to that, they will not be used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. They will not be used to determine how much your Medicare premium is taxable. They will be always taxed at zero. And so this is why this stuff is so important. So will Social Security become tax-free starting next year? I don't know. Will they reduce the tax on it? Maybe. Now, in the state of Illinois, you do not pay tax on Social Security, pensions, or retirement accounts. So if you do a conversion, you might pay a federal tax, which is the higher tax, but you do not pay a state tax. That's a Illinois state tax. So these are things we want to be aware of as part of our planning. And so I'm just giving you some examples and understand what we can do. If, as I said, going into this year, I mentioned next year, some things change. We got to stay on top of these rules. I mentioned the changes to the 401k. I've mentioned the changes to the marginal tax brackets. I've mentioned, you know, some other potential changes. We want to be aware of these so we take advantage of them. And so I like to say, can we hit the ground running starting next year? There's things we can do this year, and moreover, and in the second place, we can get ourselves set up going into next year so we can hit the ground running. If you want to do that, if you want to be that person, give us a call. We can schedule a time. As I said, if you want help, if you want to take a look at your retirement plan, let's not procrastinate. Next year is going to come whether you want to or not. The end of the year is going to come whether you want to or not. You may have missed opportunities before the end of the year. You may be 1 year closer to retirement. So if you want to sit down and go through all of these things, I've talked about the portfolio analysis. I've talked about the income analysis, the Social Security decision, tax planning strategies, all of that, and getting a plan in place, testing your plan, knowing where you stand, and having a number of ideas that you can enact now. I think that's a pretty good thing. We call it your complete retirement plan. We call it your retirement roadmap. If you want to take advantage of this, you know, we can't help everyone. I wish we could. We have limited spots on the calendar. If you want to schedule a time, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, 630-864-6711 or alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time. If you have a question, as I said, any way we can help, if you just want information, reach out to us. We will get you that information. Well, I hope today's been helpful to you. I always try to touch upon some things, get you some ideas that are going to make a difference in you and your family's plan. As always, we'll be here next week. Same time, same station. As always, everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.